When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you are tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop news and talk with me and Haley. And you will get a dollop of anime at the end of this. Surprisingly enough, it surprised me too when I found some anime stuff. But yes, like always, we will be covering a lot of K-pop stuff. There's a lot of hype talk. We got a lot of different things in all the different, like, especially the male hype groups. We got in Hype and TXT today, 17, of course, a little bit of BTS at the end. And then Haley, of course, always has her boys.
Stray Kids.
Always something about them. We got a little bit of everything else, a little bit of YG and a little bit of like in terms of Blackpink and Baby Monster. But yes, so if you're tuning in and if you're joining us for the first time, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Thank you for joining us as always, for the OG listeners every week. We are available on all platforms and we do have random videos on our
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
Wow, you actually said it. even before I had to tap you or anything. I was actually accidentally going to say it before you. But yeah, so we have random videos on there. Like, well, what do we have, Haley?
Oh, well, I uploaded one of Jungkook.
Jungkook.
Jungkookie with his Chainsaw Man singing.
I uploaded him singing Hype Boy. His Jungkook karaoke. You could catch that on the last episode.
Yeah.
When we went over that. But yeah, so if you're tuning in, yeah, thank you for joining us. You know, hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, whatever you got to do. First off, I guess this is K-pop related. And maybe it's a little anime related at the same time. So one of our really close good friends, one of our fellow ARMY, she stopped by and we watched the BTS Yet to Come thing, which we will talk about more, of course, later on. But she gave me a freaking cool, like, late Christmas present. It was the KFC Psyduck toy. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, I'm talking about that viral Psyduck that you've seen probably like on TikTok or IG Reels that's holding photo cards.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like given out in KFC in China. I believe it was in China.
It's such a cool toy. Like, it what is, the fuck?
I think it's more of interest to the adults and and like than the kids that it was meant for, to be honest. But yeah, it's freaking cool. It's interesting because of the music it has. Mm-hmm. It's like not Pokemon or anything.
Nope.
It's just some random tune. I wish I could turn it off. I don't know how, but I'll figure it out. But all in all, it's freaking cool. I'm like looking at it right now from where we are. It has no photo cards yet.
I'm going to use it to.
Hey, whoa.
Just for a video.
Whose present is this?
It's yours.
Yes.
But
what?
I can just borrow it.
This is news to me. This is the first time I'm hearing this with everybody.
I told you that when she gave it to us. I was like, I'm going to put Stray Kids on there.
I probably didn't hear it because I was just in awe when I opened it.
Oh, look at this. He's not even going to share with me.
No, because he's going to. Psyduck will be very busy holding Sana.
Yeah, he can hold them after.
And Jenny. No, after. He has to hold them first. He's going to hold Stray Kids first.
Yeah, I take the video and then take them off, and then you can have it for the rest of the time.
Let me at least put Sana and Jenny there for, like, just a few minutes. Let him enjoy it and live.
Okay, well, I'm going to film it tomorrow, so you better do that tonight.
Oh, my... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I guess I have to remember to do that after I edit this. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, nonetheless, it's freaking awesome. I'm sure you can probably find it, like, cheap on, like, AliExpress. Maybe you can find it, like, on eBay and everything now. But it's actually really cool. I'm glad to get it. It's a lot bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Like, it makes sense that it's this big. But
yeah,
in a way,
it's holding the photo card.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, when you see the videos, it seems smaller for some reason. Mm. But he's a very healthy,
chunky
Psyduck. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited to use it for 10 minutes before Haley steals it. So, yeah. But, yeah, shout out to Elise. Thank you. That was a really dope Christmas present. So, I can't wait to put my photo cards. And depending what, you know, what, like, the groups we were watching and stuff, I will swap in and out, hopefully, some Le Sserafim in the future. Mm-hmm. That means Yunjin and Yunche will be there for a little bit. But let's get to the K-pop talk and the K-pop news. Because some random new festival, they just pop out of nowhere.
Right.
It's like, they literally just come out of nowhere. It's just, boom, they're on your feed. Like, so there's going to be one in Las Vegas at the Michelob Ultra Arena. So that's at the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yeah.
Like, where is that?
So it's called We Bridge. Like, yes, like we, you and me, Bridge.
2023.
So it's going to be a new cultural music festival and expo. Vegas is a good choice, though, because I mean, like, there's like a lot of stuff to do there, and I feel like, you know, obviously there's a lot of places to stay that you could probably find a room
and
board.
Yeah, I feel like for festivals and stuff, Vegas is good.
Vegas is not bad, actually.
Yeah.
So this is going to actually, it's really coming up. Am I crazy? Did I
That's
write
in
this?
In like 2 months, no?
Yeah, that's still April 21st and 23rd.
Yeah.
It is going to come up fast. So the headliner is ENHYPEN.
It's
funny as hell because when we saw the original, like, what was it, like the
like
poster?
A flyer,
yeah, like whatever the post was. All you see is ENHYPEN.
ENHYPEN's name was like
it's
the
just,
whole freaking
it's,
banner.
That's
off,
it.
Honestly.
It just says ENHYPEN. Like, it's huge.
In
like,
huge
it's
in, font.
In the middle, right dead center. Then, like, on the bottom, like in one of those things that look like the fine print, are the other groups.
Yeah, I was like, all I see is ENHYPEN.
So, the other groups and other artists include Kang Daniel. Mm-hmm. So, Kang Daniel will actually be there. Mm-hmm. I can't... Every time I think of Kang Daniel, I think of Jihyo. what a waste. Go ahead. You could read the rest.
Viviz.
Yes.
Dreamcatcher 6.
Dreamcatcher. So, if you're going, you gotta... You have an excuse to
use
get
that awesome light
to
stick.
To get the coolest light stick, K-pop fandom light stick, for reals.
The staff.
You'll be a mage.
Yeah, the Dreamcatcher staff, basically. 6, 1S, Fromis 9, Bio?
I think Bio. Remember he's the one
next
to Hobie?
Yeah, I remember.
At that one award show where they did Gangnam Style together with everyone. But apparently this might not be the full lineup because it's like a 3-day festival. This is, I think, when I was looking at it, this is the lineup for the first 2 days. So they might kind of be scrounging around and trying to see who else
they could get. Add Stray Kids.
Well, I guess Haley's going.
No, we're in Japan.
Oh, sorry. I guess Haley's not going.
Don't add Stray Kids.
But yeah, so that's pretty interesting. I feel like these festivals are like popping up more and more. And it's crazy because these are like K-pop festivals. Mm-hmm. Like the headliners and... Most of the artists are K-pop artists and groups. So this is the future for at least this year.
Yeah.
with the direction, how mm-hmm. popular and how big K-pop is getting these days too. So it makes sense.
Yeah, gotta push them out while they're still relevant.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then Enhypen is good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You're going to get a lot of engines coming mm-hmm. coming out because they have a good fandom too. So, especially if you watch Into the Island, right?
Yeah.
Which we did. And it's crazy because, you know, Kay and Taki are actually in N-Team. And if you don't know about N-Team and you've watched that show, yeah, Kay and Taki, we're talking about, the annoying Taki, but he had a big glow up. Yeah, he looks totally different.
He looks so good, honestly.
He's different from the...
It makes me sick saying that. Because he was so annoying.
He was like the small, annoying little kid, the Japanese kid. But yeah, so he had a glow up and he's in the HYBE's Japan K-pop group, I guess you could say.
N-Team.
My sister likes them a lot, too. The music is really good.
There's actually a lot more of the ones from Island that debuted.
Oh, that's right.
I think his name, Eli, I think he was in there, too. Some of the ones that weren't, like, super focused on, but there's a lot of them that debuted.
That were actually there? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are there Korean members in it, too?
There's one, and he's the leader. I forgot what his name is, though. Oh, interesting.
But most of them are, like, Japanese, mm-hmm. I would assume.
Yeah. The leader is the Korean one.
That's interesting. Okay.
They didn't even make K.
I know. What the hell? Jesus. After what they did to K, he was robbed.
Mm. Maybe his attitude is still not leader worthy. Leader material. I guess you have to be like Bang Chan or like Namjoon, you know? And I don't think he was like all for like team player.
Oh, okay.
From what it seems.
Interesting. I did not know that. So that's pretty cool mm-hmm. or interesting enough for me to know. With that said, so let's kind of knock down some more like, I guess you could say like tours mm-hmm. and everything going on. So this weekend is Super Bowl weekend.
I can't believe it's already Super Bowl weekend.
So you know what weekend that means? It is also JYP weekend.
Oh, that's right. Group back.
Yes. So
his group back tour.
One of our close good friends in our K-pop group chat is going
VIP.
VIP front row. And center. Right in the middle. Yes, Haley just fobbed out in Australian. Front and center.
Centaur.
So he's gonna be get that groove back action. Hopefully he knows the dance by now.
He better. I feel like it's like one of the most easiest K-pop dances.
I wonder if JYP will have any guest artists. That'd be interesting. Or like interesting people in the audience. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's see who else. Oh, of course. Let's not forget their ticket sales did just happen today.
Yeah.
If you are a MOA, mm-hmm. you know exactly what I'm talking about. And of course, we're recording this on Wednesday. So that means, you know, you're hearing this
after.
In the future. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so TXT tickets.
Yeah, they dropped.
They dropped. And I mean, they dropped. It was for everywhere, right? Basically.
Yeah. So like can't even talk. If you are you signed up for like the verified fan sale. I didn't get the freaking code for the first day. But then it was weird because I was talking to Joku about it like around like 5, no, like before 5 like, p.m.
Maybe
today.
A few minutes before 5.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Like, it's fine if we don't go and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden.
Then you were like, I wonder if they sold out.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if they sold out the first
day. Because I think there were second dates already for some of the cities, right?
Yeah. Two of the other cities already had two dates.
But
for some reason, LA didn't
only
have.
Had one, which mm-hmm. is, you know, was at the Bank of California.
Right.
Or formerly Bank, now the BMO.
Yeah, and as I was talking to him about that, I get a text message and they're like, oh, you have the code for the second day. And I'm like, what?
And then
they added a day.
They added a second day mm-hmm. here. But Haley opened the email and after closer inspection and reading the email,
mm-hmm.
how much time did we have?
2 hours.
Yes. So literally two hours from when she opened the email was going to be the next sale.
Right.
So
they're not like JYP, which they make you wait like another week.
Or maybe a few days or something.
Thank God.
But it's literally the same night. So mm-hmm. that was interesting enough to see. And we guess what? We did.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled the trigger. We were actually trying to see if we could. We were not lucky enough. Like we were like 2,000 plus, right?
Yeah, we got in pretty quick.
It's Ticketmaster, too.
We got in under 10 minutes, but, you know, you have to get in within, like, the first 3 minutes, I feel.
If you want, barricade. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is we did my method, And there was a few barricades that popped up, but we were not able to snipe it because we were like, you know what? Because we're so used to buying barricade and stuff, and like it's always nice to get it when it's retail,
right?
So it doesn't matter like the price really, unless it's like Blackpink because it's like $1,200.
Yeah,
then that was retail.
Yeah.
So which I don't, I still, that was so worth it. So I no regrets.
Right.
No ragrets.
But I mean, like there was a lot that kept like dropping, and then you know this, there's some VIP that we could probably get, but it's like further back. I don't want that.
We don't
you
want that. We know better than that.
If I'm gonna pay for it, I want barricade or like within the first couple of rows.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like within. Like, of the extended stage.
Yeah.
So, for sure, like, we would have wanted those. Because, I mean, if you're just joining us and, like, you haven't even checked out our videos, please check it out. Because, like, you'll see why we're spoiled. Because if you check out our TikTok, especially the TikTok, because, like, TikTok has, like, our HD videos are, like, actually HD.
Right.
And not, like, doesn't go to shit on Instagram.
Yeah.
But if you check us out, where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at permission. Oh, sorry. Just on TikTok at permission to stand podcast.
Well, you could go Instagram too, but like in, more preferably TikTok because you'll see like the Blackpink seats we had, some of the Stray Kids seats we had, the Twice seats. Like it's, that is why we're spoiled because once we sat there, it's like you can't go back.
Yeah, so, like, if I don't get within that range, and then, like, for TXT, I don't want to buy resale because they're not my alt group, and I don't want to be spending that much.
And they're, like, not up there in, like, your alt groups at all, no, to be honest. But, like, for we me, like them. Yeah, we enjoy them
we
a lot.
We like their music a lot.
Well,
so
of course, because Haley has MOA membership, but, like, still at the same time.
But we would want to see them, but then, like, I'm not going to drop a lot of money for like resale, obviously.
It's barricade or
barricade the face value.
Face value barricade or just like cheap,
whatever seats we can
cheap
get.
Good seats. Because like even when we want like the cheap seats,
we have to be like the first row.
Row one or two. Yeah. Like because we still want to have a good vantage like view.
Yeah.
And we did. So
we're going to see them in May, like end of May.
So the second day, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be there, let us know. Maybe we'll run into any of you guys there.
Yeah.
And we will be in the higher seats because like, honestly, the seats we got were pretty good for the price. This is like, I was telling Haley, I was like, this is amazing. When she checked out, I was like, what the F? Like,
it's so cheap.
I've never seen tickets this cheap for some reason.
Right.
Because we're totally not used to buying tickets like in these sections. And it's cool because it was like $59.99.
Yep.
We're like in the upper section, but we're like row two or something. It's pretty cool. It's good enough that we've been to the Bank/BMO Stadium.
Right, because the BMO Stadium is huge.
We've been there so many times, so we have an idea of like the good views and like, you know, angles and everything. So like you don't want one that's super pressed up close to the front of the stage, but like in the hundreds or 200s.
Yeah.
Because
see the fucking like, what is it called? The screens?
Because they don't even angle the screen. So it's like completely flat. So you can't really see anything to be honest.
So I was like, we need to get ones that are like further
like
away.
Middle area. So we did. Yeah. And I'm excited to actually sit here and try it out.
Honestly, it's going to be fun because their music is so good. And if it's the BMO Stadium, I bet they're going to have fireworks. And maybe this time we can actually see them.
Yeah, I think we should be okay. As Haley says that, I'm going to ask her. I will talk some more. I was going to ask Haley because I think I heard our birds like flapping their wings. And we kind of shut them up by like turning off the light in their rooms. So maybe like they're just like panicked or something for a second. So Haley's running right now. Bye, Haley. She will be back. While I continue to talk more about TXT because it's insane enough that TXT also with this new comeback is pretty good. Honestly, I really enjoyed it. Like we talked about it a little bit last week. And they did hit number one on the Billboard top 200, it looks like with the biggest US sales of the week since Taylor Swift's Midnights, which is pretty crazy. Like Taylor Swift level kind of stuff. So TXT is only the fifth Korean artist in history to ever top the Billboard 200. And they are in big company because that includes BTS, Super M, Stray Kids, and
Stray Kids,
Blackpink. So that's pretty amazing. So TXT is going up there. We've talked about this before. You know how like we've said that like a lot of people like when they found out about like a lot of ARMY, you know when the hiatus was coming,
right?
Kind of preparing themselves by looking for other groups, kind of to continue on to like listen to. We always said like, oh, you know, it's either Stray Kids or Seventeen.
Uh huh.
But also, that we can't forget TXT's behind them too. I mean,
and Hypen,
and in Hypen. Yeah. So there's always that those other two groups too, for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like some people they like to stand within the same company.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I guess 17 technically is now, but true. Originally before, I mean, they were Pledis, like, yeah. And then Hype absorbed Pledis, mm-hmm. Hence Fromis 9 and mm-hmm. 17. But I guess TXT and in Hypen are like. Like made from
born
Hype.
Under They're Hype.
They are born and raised Hype.
They were birthed on the Hype.
So that's probably another thing. But yeah, it's pretty insane. Last but not least is what like actually no, there's two more different performance stuff that we'll talk about, like concerts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
One is gonna be this next one is only in Korea.
Mm.
It's in the Jamsil Arena in Seoul.
Oh, that's the one that they always like performing at, I feel.
So, guess who's... Jamsil. We've talked about it. We said last week that they were going to perform here. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about?
aespa?
Yes. So, aespa is going to be performing for their first ever concert, like their mm-hmm. own solo actual concert. Sync Hyperline mm-hmm. is what it's the concert is titled. And it's going to be coming up soon, February 25th and 26th. So this is an offline concert, you know, it's in person, but day two, the 26th,
mm-hmm.
they will be streaming it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of excited about that. Maybe I should ask Oscar, our friend Oscar, who's a big winter simp, if he wants to.
Is this one that you have to pay for?
That's what I'm wondering, if you have to pay for it. I don't know.
Because like SM, I know their concerts are usually like free. Like, but oh, that's true. Know.
The SM Town stuff. We'll see.
They might.
I've been trying to look up more info. There's not really much info like I could find, like at least in like English sites. So maybe more information will come, or I'm just blind and I can't search stuff properly. But so they're going to be doing that. And they're also having apparently an online fan meet. So I wonder if there's like more info on that too. That'd be pretty cool. Then last but not least, apparently, if you didn't catch this or see this, there is going to be a 2023 Weverse Con Festival. Holy shit.
So this is like everybody that's under Weverse?
I mean, that's the thing though.
There's
like we don't know who, because there's a lot of choices.
Yeah.
But that opens up to a lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know everyone under Hype is Weverse.
Right.
But that also includes like, you know, Stacy, like some of the other groups, like even YG.
You know, Big Bang is under there still.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this could be very interesting.
Mm.
The problem with this, there's no real detail. So we don't know anything mm-hmm. about it except that it's going to happen. And it's happening in June, June 10th and 11th. But it's a live online, offline concert. So it's going to be in Korea, in the KSPO Dome.
Mm, the big one.
The big one. So if you're lucky enough to go or traveling to Korea during that time or something, if you're not from Korea, so damn. I mean,
that would be so cool.
I'm going to be jealous already because I really have a feeling like, what if Le Sserafim and New Jeans will be performing?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, and then you got Stacy there, and like who knows? You maybe Jimin's gonna be there with Taeyong. Like you don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So that's pretty wild. This 2023 Weverse Con must be nice to be living in Korea during times. So if you're able to go and join, and I mean, we'll find out more details when they drop
closer. Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be super exciting. And then to turn it on like it's a negative note, but it's along Big Bang lines. Yes.
Oh God.
Haley knows this too because she actually saw it before me, but I saw it like on my own.
Mm.
Yes, the Voldemort of Big Bang.
Seungri.
Yes, he is actually going to be released from prison. Very soon.
Yeah, February
11th. And that's insane. So if you're not too familiar with this whole thing that happened with Big Bang, do you want to enlighten everyone, Haley? Kind of like what happened? This is like kind of when Big Bang was like on their hiatus because members were going to the military.
So everyone from Big Bang, except for Seungri, were in the military or going to the military.
He's a Mongnae too.
Yeah, he's the Mongnae. So he wasn't going yet. And he basically screwed everything up while they were in the military big time. Like he screwed over the group so much that they kicked him out after when they came back.
But do you want me to tell everyone why?
Yeah, because it makes me so mad. I'm still bitter.
So what happened was he was sentenced because he did some crazy shit because let me just tell you his 9 criminal charges.
Jesus Christ.
And okay, so the crazy part, first of all, put this in perspective, all the stuff I'm about to say. And that this dude is actually was supposed to be there only for 3 years, okay? And they reduced his sentence to half that.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
This is what happened. So here's all his charges. Solicitation of illegal prostitution. Jesus yes, they Christ. Went. There was a big group chat amongst like random K-pop mm-hmm. idols from different groups mm-hmm. during their generation. Like right. Gen 2 and Gen, I think some Gen 3 yeah. were involved too. Mm-hmm. They kind of like had this giant sex party orgy prostitution shit going yeah. On some island, I think it was in the Philippines.
I think so.
So it was wild. So yeah, solicitation of illegal prostitution, illegal overseas gambling. So overseas, yeah, I think it was the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Spread of illegally filmed sexual content. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were filming each other doing it and all this disgusting shit.
I think it was like filming and the girls without consent.
Well, that's true. And then, yeah. But then they're still sending it to each other.
Yeah, they're sending it in the group
being
chat.
Basically, let me just, you know, cover your ears. Fuck boys, basically. Yeah. Illegal I already read that. Embezzlement, mm-hmm. threats, I guess, like maybe like physical threats
right.
and assault. Mm-mm. So yeah.
Isn't that fucking horrible?
And he was one of the main people involved.
Right.
And he got 3 years. Only
3 years.
This is what's wild. And if you've listened to us for a while, yes, this topic has come up before. It's insane. Like how lenient. It mm-hmm. it feels like it's lenient.
Like
I don't know
how,
what other people think or feel about it, but to me, that's obviously super lenient of a
right.
of a sentence. 3 years. Mm-hmm. Then he freaking got his appeal, and they gave it to him, and it got halved, 1.5 years for all that shit he did. And obviously, there's a reason why Big Bang mm-hmm. cut ties. Mm-hmm. All this crazy shit he did.
Yeah.
He's like, even the other members don't talk to him or like, he doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember even when they were like going to promote for their like comeback, that never freaking happened. Or I guess it did. But
the one song.
The one song. But they like use an old picture, but they cut Seungri out.
Yeah, they did.
Do you remember that?
Wild.
I was laughing at that. Yeah, but so basically they hate him.
Yeah, like
with good reason.
It just blows what blows my mind is just the sentencing. It's like Korea, it seems like they're very like, soft on like all the like any types of like
yeah
I guess you could say sexual crimes and
right.
stuff like that. It's wild. I don't even know I have no more words.
But yeah, now he's being released, like, and then what? He can't do anything, obviously
he
like
can't.
He has such a bad name,
he has no
like
future
a bad
to
rep.
Be honest
yeah.
like no future in terms of like the industry
no,
or anything.
You can't go back to that
anything like in terms of media. So
because you know how like some idols, like if they get caught for doing like marijuana or like drugs and stuff,
which
but then they can come back
yeah
and do like solo.
And the thing is, but then I feel like even when they do that, it's like
so
that's
dumb.
Another thing too, they get like punished even harder than
they do for
than
doing
these
weed
people.
Like, what the fuck,
like they get punished and like
so
sentenced
dumb.
Longer than these people like committing these
right.
crazy ass crimes, like,
yeah, it's not right.
So yeah, it's not right. So yeah, it's news, that's why we brought it up. It's mm-hmm. not good news, but it's news and it's K-pop related.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy because I mean Hailey's main group that got him in, got her into K-pop
right
is Big Bang.
Right,
everyone knows this by
yeah.
now that you know, that listen to this. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of wild. I'm sure, like, I remember when Hailey was like reading it, she gets like irritated.
I get so mad.
I mean, like, I don't want like I'm trying to put in perspective, like, think of like if you're an army, like someone from the group like did something this crazy,
yeah,
like you'll yeah. be hurt, like, because it's like, what the F? Like,
I know,
real?
Like, thank God that he wasn't even, like, he's not my bias or anything.
Exactly.
Big Bang.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. I'd be so, like, embarrassed,
like,
you know?
Disappointed and embarrassed, for sure. Because
then it's like, oh, I bought all his, like, merch and stuff, and then he's this fucking idiot. But thankfully, mine is G-Dragon.
And then second is Top.
Yeah.
Even
well,
though Daesung
yeah.
has our heart.
Yeah. And I really like Taeyong, too.
Of course. We all, yeah. Everyone else is cool. Mm-hmm. Seungri sucks. All right. Next is, we did talk about Blackpink. I wanted to bring up like they've been recently posting more, like the members.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've seen like Lisa,
oh, yeah,
and
all their
especially
ads.
Jennie. Like first off the ads, but I mean like more like you know their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jennie like posted, remember like they were riding that Ferrari roller coaster?
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny too. Like I think it was her, it's either Jisoo or Lisa.
I think it was Jisoo.
In the front. It was, but it just like they were having a good time. It's cool cuz it's nice seeing these videos of them. Like while they're touring,
right.
they're like being tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're touring and mm-hmm. being tourists, so they're like they're actually enjoying themselves too during their free time.
Right.
So I just like wanted to say too, because like it's February,
mm-hmm.
they're fine. This is their first month off. like full month off.
Oh, so they're not touring at all this month?
No, because they've been touring ever since October. Yeah. which the first date was in Seoul. Mm-hmm. So October, November, December, January. Their last one in January was Abu Dhabi.
Uh-huh.
Now they're off in February, but they're going to go back again in March. Uh-huh. So this is nice. They got to take a break and kind of relax because, yeah, they had like a nonstop four-month schedule, like worldwide schedule. In March, they will be returning and they'll be finishing up. It looks like, I think, like the South Pacific, like Asia, because it's like Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say this wrong. Kaohsiung and Manila.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Philippines.
Yeah. So, and after that, they have another break in April. Mm-hmm. Then they come back in May for Singapore, which that's their only date in May.
Mm.
And followed by, last but not least, is June is like, I think it's like, and of course, I think Mexico, like, it doesn't say it with the thing I'm reading, but Mexico City is probably added somewhere here. Mm-hmm. But also in Melbourne, Sydney, and Auckland.
Oh, New Zealand.
So, like, that whole area is like, you know, they end in like Rosie's, homeland.
Yep.
And also kind of Haley's, right? For at least Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're getting rest. Mm-hmm. And they're obviously, like, it's nice to see that they've been enjoying themselves. Like, Jisoo had her vlog, like, during Christmas. So it's kind of cool that they're actually, you know, in between, like, their performances. Like,
yeah, they have get fun. To enjoy Look life. At Jenny. She's freaking going to all those clubs and stuff.
Having the time of her life. That she's literally, quote unquote, the happiest girl in the world. Mm-hmm. So good for them. Super happy for them. Next, let's... also YG related. The next chapter of YG for their girl groups after Blackpink, you know, ends up whatever happens to Blackpink, Baby Monster, which me and Haley like to call Baymon because it sounds really cool and cute. It sounds like a Digimon. I think all the members have finally been announced. And the most recent one was the last seventh member who is actually 20 years old.
Oh, the only legal
Thank
member.
The Lord.
I don't know if she's the only legal one. But
she, like, I didn't watch the video fully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she did like Feel Good and Gwalas. She like rapped to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting. And her name is Ruka. As soon as I read her name.
She Japanese?
Exactly. I thought Japanese. I saw a picture of her.
Is she?
She looks similar to Kazuha.
So
that's a good thing, obviously, off from the start. But yeah, she's Japanese. And so super excited, you know, that they finally released all the members. I think they even officially released their actual social media stuff, like Instagram and everything. I didn't look more into it. But yeah, Ruka's the last one. There's your J line. I don't actually know if there's more. Because I know there's like the young one is like Ty, right?
Yeah, the 13-year-old.
So that's another big interesting age gap. Mm-hmm. Like 13 seven to 20. Years. That's a 7-year gap. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big gap. I'm trying to think of other. Are there any really big gaps? No, right? Like, not 7 years in a group. There probably is, but I just don't know any group off the top of my head.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, so, I mean, there you go. We got someone that's not jailbait. Let's move on to another some more high boys that we promised everyone. 17!
17!
What about 17 this time, Haley?
So, the subunit. BSS.
Yes, BSS.
Which we talked about last time. They released their first single album called Second Wind. I don't know why that's so funny to me for some reason.
You might think of Breaking Wind.
Exactly.
Farting. But then Second Wind, you know what it means though, right? Haley doesn't exercise or like work out. So she doesn't know. Second Wind is like when you're like tired already, but then you get like this sudden burst of energy again to continue like working out or doing what you're doing. That's your second wind.
That makes sense.
It is not farting, Haley. Okay. Haley's just thinking of farting this whole time.
No. It released on February 6th and it sold 478,679 copies. Already?
First day.
Damn.
That's like half a mil, and it's a subunit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Shows how big SVT is. And then what else?
Well, I mean, like, they've been doing really well. Like, I think even, like, on the iTunes chart, it looks like their song Fighting was doing super well.
That's their title song.
Their title track for the mini album.
It features that chick from the one that does all the drinking.
Yeah.
When I watched it, I was like, wait a second.
Lee Young-ji, right?
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. That was cool.
The one that she had the drinking with Hoshi, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jin, of course. That was pretty iconic as well. She did do it with a lot of other artists,
too. Yeah, she's done it with so many.
It was really good. Like, I liked it a lot. For the most part, like I gave it a quick listen.
But then I keep seeing because they have a TikTok challenge, of course. And then I see I saw Jay Park did it with them.
Oh really?
And then also Treasure.
Yeah. Oh, of course, Treasure. Oh, actually no, Treasure YG. So
yeah, they're YG.
Weverse.
But yeah, so they did it, and then I think they had like Vernon do it with them.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Of course. Got to get Vernon.
Some of the other SVT members.
Vernon is my favorite rock solo artist.
That song is good, honestly.
If you have we talked about it, right?
Probably mention it, but if you haven't, it's called Black Eye by Vernon.
And it sounds like a freaking
90s
like,
rock.
Early 2000s, like rock 3000. Band group mm-hmm. kind of thing.
It's so good.
It sounds like a Blink-182. It could have been like a Blink-182 song kind of thing.
Came out a while ago.
But if you want to compare it to now, you can say it sounds like a Machine Gun Kelly song.
That's true.
But let's not do that to Vernon. Let's see what else we have. Oh, I mean, since you brought up... Oh, actually, you know what? What's interesting about it is that it actually hit number one. We're talking about Fighting by BSS. Hit number one in 24 countries. That's pretty wild.
That's good for them.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's how big 17 is. Like, right. Let's not underestimate them. Like, because obviously BTS is BTS.
Right.
But behind BTS, like, one of the groups is 17.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Asia, man.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
They are popular as hell,
yeah, they're
too.
Like gods over there, honestly.
Man. Okay, so, like, you brought up Jay Park for a second. Mm-hmm. So, Jay Park finally teased an image of a picture of his back.
Oh.
And surprisingly, he's not topless.
He's not naked.
It's of his upcoming digital single.
Oh,
he's
wow.
having a comeback.
Oh, my God. Jarl is going to be freaking
does she know
out.
About this?
Hell fucking yeah. She knows all that shit. That's her husband, okay?
That's literally her husband. Two tracks. Yesterday and Love. It's called Yesterday, and the other one is Love is Ugly. And both of them are featuring Mamamoo.
Ooh, interesting.
Mamamoo's Hwasa.
Honestly, I really like Jay Park's songs.
He has really good music. Like, I know he has like some weird stigma like in Korea or some shit that's going on, but damn, he has good music.
He does.
Well, technically, he's from Seattle anyways, right?
Yeah.
So, whatever.
He doesn't care.
He's one of us. He's like American.
Honestly.
He don't give a F either.
No.
So, yeah, like, it's featured featuring Mamamoo's Hwasa, and it comes out February 13th. So, it's coming up soon. Very soon. Like the day before before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about Hwasa, like her, she's having another solo too, and because I think she's been very popular because she has her own show.
Mm.
Like I think it's Hwasa's show, like and it's like another like type of like music program.
Oh, okay.
So so like even her like new music video Twit, her the song is called Twit. Like I don't know if it's because I haven't listened to the song. I don't know the context.
Mm.
I don't know if it's like
you dumb twit,
like you're a dumb twit, like
yeah.
A,
Or like Twitter.
Or like a shorthand for Twitter. But it's doing super well. 100 million views already, too.
Damn.
So good for her. Keeping Mamamoo alive. Let's see. I think... Oh, this is the time when I get to say. Just don't forget to check us out and, give us a follow, a rating, subscribe. Like, a quick, like, 5-star rating would be nice. I mean, super quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know a few of you have been doing it, so I appreciate it. Because I checked out our stuff like on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify usually to see our ratings.
Mm.
And it's cool to see like, you know, people like when there's like more like numbers added to it, meaning, you know, more people are actually doing stuff. So shout out to all you people and everyone, all our listeners that have actually done it. So I really appreciate that. It's cool to see. But yeah, so we're available on all platforms, but I know a few of them like don't have the ratings and stuff. But if you're listening to us on one of the platforms that do have it available, it'd be awesome if you just, you know, spare us a few like 10 seconds of your time or 30 seconds possibly.
Five stars.
Rating. Something cool, something nice, and something for us to read because we appreciate it. And also check us out on our social media stuff.
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Because we do have really cool videos there, especially of, you know, like most recently our like fan calls and also, you know, our Blackpink stuff. Like, I think I will try to add something tonight. I can't make a full promise, but I will do my best.
Honestly, I've been like wanting to just go through my Stray Kids. I have so much fucking content.
Haley,
even from Blackpink.
Haley, we have so much.
It makes me, I look at it, I get overwhelmed, and I'm like, I don't want to do this, and I just don't end up doing anything.
That's why we need to, like...
Because, like, I'm like, oh, man, this video, this would be so good. Like, this is such a good video, and then I get overwhelmed.
We have tons. We should just,
I
you
have
know, just,
so much Blackpink, honestly.
We just have to cut and slice it, like slice and dice it, just make small
like 15
edits.
15-second clips.
Yeah, and then just throw it on there.
That's what some people do, but I'm like...
And TikTok's easy enough because you only need a few hashtags. And it's not like you have to make it anything crazy, like your wording or anything. And you don't have to worry about editing it because most of the videos, all you have to do is just throw your tags, just, you know, like kind of to protect it and shit.
The reason why I was looking through the Stray Kids ones, because I was looking for something for Ian, because his birthday is today, February 8th. Mm-hmm. So I was like looking for little clips to just like upload on my stories.
We have good ones. Are
I
you
was like,
me?
Man, this is so good. Like Felix was calling him sexy and stuff. I'm like, damn it.
This is so funny. And he's like blushing.
Yeah.
I think we did upload it on TikTok.
You did.
I'll repost it.
You did. But then, like, I haven't even, like, I forgot that happened because I haven't looked at.
Please. Guess what, people? Haley made that post for Jungkook with the Chainsaw Man. You don't have to do that crazy heavy edit, Haley. Like, I know that takes up more time. You could literally just slice, cut, and paste those, your videos.
I know.
It's just, like, cool ones to, like, watch, you know, like a fan cam.
Yeah, there's so many.
And you have the login, obviously, for the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So... no excuses
we'll
now.
We'll see.
Yeah, and then this is coming from Haley, who was off today and was just spending time with our birds the whole time.
We have baby birds, so.
You could do it while they're on your lap.
That's true.
Yes, you
but
had
honestly,
24
it's
hours.
Just because I look at it and I get overwhelmed and
stop,
I just don't.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop that mentality. Get that out of your head.
Okay, anyway.
Share
so,
it with
yeah.
the world.
Today was Ian's birthday. He is now 22. Woo!
Yeah.
He's the Mangne.
22.
But now he's 22.
Damn, he's an old Mangne now.
I know, when he's in the 20s already, he's like old.
Especially 22. He's really older than the oldest members of Baby Monster and like a lot of Gen 4 groups, which is crazy.
Yeah, he did a birthday YouTube live. I watched the beginning part of it. It was so funny, actually, because he was setting up the camera and then he put the candles on his cake. And then like when he sat back down and then he kind of, you know how he always like laughs? He's like, like that, but he uses his breath and then like all the candles blew out. And then he looked down and he was like, oh, and then he like got super embarrassed because he didn't realize he blew them out already. But yeah, his YouTube live is up if you want to watch that. I guess for Stray Kids, they're wrapping up, they just wrapped up their concerts in Thailand and Singapore this past week, and their next concert will be in Tokyo, February 11th and 12th.
Dang, that's coming up already, too.
I know, it's in a couple of days. I'm like, oh, because, like, me and my other friends, we're always like, oh my god, like, all this content from the concerts that we watch, like, the fan cams from, like, the other stays that they upload it. I'm like, there's so much, and then now we get, like, a little break, and then... Again, once Tokyo
here
hits,
here come
all the. I'm gonna be
you
drowning
can add on
again.
To it. You could add on, even though these are old fan cams. Yeah. We have freaking amazing fan cams.
But like seeing all these fan cams from like Singapore and Thailand and stuff, it makes me so excited to see them again in March.
Ah, rekindling the flame.
It is, because like especially I see like the signs that they're holding up for some of the members, and one of them was one that I wanted to do for Changbin. Headlock me, please.
The fact that he read it.
And he read it in
it's
English.
It's like in English, so his English is pretty
he
damn
understands
good.
It. And then what else? Oh, Changbin and Lino did the OMG by NewJeans TikTok challenge.
Yes,
finally.
Yes.
It's late, but oh my god.
Oh my god, literally.
I've been like simping so hard. Like both of them, they're like covered. You can't even see their faces. They're wearing like bucket hats and masks, but like you can tell by their body like who it is.
You definitely know who could
definitely
who
Changbin
is.
A lot of people actually didn't know that it was Lino because
really?
I saw like so many people uploading the video on TikTok and they're like, "Who is that? Is like is it Hyunjin? Is it Han?" Like, it can't
How
be Bang
can they not tell?
I don't know.
Even I could tell.
That's why. I was like, what? It's obviously Lino.
I guess I am a true stan.
I know. But yeah, check that out. It's on their official TikTok. It's so cute. They dance it so well, honestly.
It's Changbin and Lino.
I know. They're like super, super bunnies.
I mean, Lino's basically
bunnies.
The dance line.
But he dances to all the girl songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Same
and
with
then
Changbin.
Changbin is Changbin. Mm-hmm. He dances to everything, too.
Yeah, so that was cute. We also watched Dwecky's Gym. I think we mentioned it last time.
Oh, did we mention we were just going to
watch it? Like it was just going to come out.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so we watched it
we
together.
Watched it. That was an amazing episode. Like, we were fed well as stays because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so Dwecky's Gym. So basically, Changbin is the gym teacher.
and like has them like
instructor
and like kind of like their trainer,
right?
And,
the
like,
trainer
help and it makes them like do different workouts and stuff, and like they all like tested the like they had like a test in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. To see how they are physically and everything,
right.
And they had like interesting stuff too. I really like that
Kai Bai Bo.
That Kai Bai Bo where like you stretch like your legs and you do like
it's like for flexibility.
It's
like
really interesting. I fucking like that a lot. Actually,
you wouldn't be able to do it. You have to be able to do the splits.
It wouldn't matter to me. I just thought the idea was cool.
I mean, I would
rip my
it.
Pants and I'll probably rip my scrotum.
But yeah, it was really funny trying to like see them do the splits because basically they play Kai Bai Bo. And then whoever loses, they have to take a step back. And then the other person has to match their feet. Until basically, like, if you keep losing, you're going to end up in the splits, basically.
But if you win once, then it switches on the other person. So they get effed over, possibly.
Which really Bang cool. Chan got effed over.
He did. I was waiting for someone to, like, rip their pants.
But another thing that was, like, super interesting, or, like, I was simping hard, was when they were measuring their biceps.
Oh my god. How can we forget this?
So in the beginning, Changbin decided to measure all the members' biceps. Surprisingly, Hyunjin had the smallest. I was surprised.
I was actually surprised too. I was thinking, but then like, for some reason I was thinking Felix
maybe
or
like
Ian.
Seungmin.
Maybe Seungmin. Actually, no, Seungmin is kind of like...
Oh, does he seem buff? I don't know.
Or he seems...
He's only like a little bit.
You're right. He's more... You're right. Maybe Seungmin. But yeah, I'm surprised Hyunjin.
Yeah, Hyunjin is very lean. So like his... I'm just going to read their measurements. So his biceps were 11.5 inches. Lino.
Seungmin was second.
Yeah, Seungmin was 12 inches.
Let's go in order though. So Felix was third.
13 inches. And then...
Lino.
Ian.
Oh, Ian, sorry.
Ian is 13.7 inches. Lino is 13.8. So like, actually, Ian has...
5.1.
I'm surprised that Lino's isn't bigger. I feel like he's big.
Yeah,
like, he
me
works
too.
Out a lot.
No, but no, I feel like Ian works out a lot. Like,
secretly?
More recently.
I guess.
Like...
Yeah. He's bulking up, I guess. And then Han at 14.2. And then Bang Chan.
Of course Bang Chan would be like...
Second
to last, at least.
15 inches.
15-inch bicep. Okay.
They seem bigger than that, but okay.
I thought he would be way bigger.
I know. Me too. Maybe it's just his abs.
I don't know. He just seems like
more lean.
Bulky. Yeah. Like in terms of like, yeah, he's lean. Like, yeah, maybe he's just more like lean.
But
like
then Changbin, because he's so beefy, he had the biggest biceps at 17 inches.
I'm kind of amazed. Like he's like way
bigger
than.
Bang Chan's,
yeah.
His are huge, though. I feel like they're as big as my thigh. Or maybe, like, bigger, actually.
Well, have you measured your thigh?
I'm going to measure it, actually, afterwards. And then, but then...
Okay.
Joker.
Yeah, let's talk about this. As soon as we watched them all get measurements, and we got Changbin's.
Mm-hmm.
Me knowing that Haley has been simping hard for Changbin... I paused the video.
Yeah, he was like straight up, pause this right now. You're measuring my bicep.
Yes. So we got the measuring tape, measured my bicep. Mm. Haley, what were the results?
He has exactly the same measurements as Changbin.
17,
yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Haley.
Yep.
Whenever
so
you
now
feel...
I can just touch his muscles and pretend it's Changbin.
Hey, that's literally what we said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Whenever you're missing Changbin.
I'm impressed.
You're impressed. So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's underestimated me. She underestimates me a lot these days because she forgets.
I'm going to go measure my thighs and see if they're smaller.
And
after.
So yeah. So me and Changbin.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm a beef bin. I'm a beef bun.
Yeah, he is, actually.
So, with that said, it was interesting seeing all that stuff. And it was... Oh. And we also caught a glimpse of one of NMIXX's secret members.
Oh, freaking Seungmin. He's so, like, effortlessly funny. He just does random shit.
He, like, was on
He's in the background.
He was on a yoga ball.
Yes.
And he was just doing the random, like, part of the
NMIXX.
With, like, they're on their knees and, like, on the ground kind of thing. Like, their hands are on the ground.
It's so funny because he's just doing it in the background while everyone else was doing, like... squats, I think.
It was just, it's just Seungmin being Seungmin.
But there's gonna be a part two, I think, this week.
That makes sense.
There's gonna be a part two.
Super excited for that. So is there anything else?
That's it for Stray Kids.
All right, so it sounds like BTS time is here. What do we got?
So we went and saw Yet to Come.
We watched Yet to Come.
When was that? Last week?
Friday, I believe.
Last Friday. Yes, in ScreenX.
Yes, Ooh. Not just regular theaters, which I know a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched it in ScreenX. So like we've talked about it before. I think
we watched
Blackpink mm-hmm. and also Top Gun yeah. ScreenX. So it's like for ScreenX, if you're not too familiar with it, or actually in general, let me just start off with saying like here in the U.S., mm-hmm. I guess like in Australia they don't have ScreenX either.
Oh, they don't.
But I don't know if there's if anyone else is familiar also with 4DX. Ugh. So there was 4DX.
I want to do that.
4DX and ScreenX available for this for the BTS one yet mm-hmm. to come. ScreenX is the one that we got,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically watching it like 180 degree mm-hmm. kind of like view because mm-hmm. you have.
Three screens.
You have three screens. You have the regular front screen, like the actual, the normal movie theater mm-hmm. screen. But the side, the walls, mm-hmm. the left and right side, which are like
are also screens.
As big as the front screen.
Yeah.
You have screens on the left and the right.
It's cool because it's like you're engulfed in it.
And it's really, really, it's such a cool perspective. Like mm-hmm. you'll see a lot of things that like are very special specifically to ScreenX.
Right.
You will not see in other places because mm-hmm. it's either they extend the stage or yeah. they add other really interesting stuff going on yeah. in the sides. So it was really a great experience.
It's so fun.
Whenever
honestly.
You have the chance to see something ScreenX, especially if it's like one of these K-pop movies and like
the concerts. Yeah.
So good. It does so well. So ScreenX.
I hope they have a Stray Kids one day.
I hope feel like so. They're on
or
track.
Or even 17.
Well, 17 already have.
They
one.
Did, but they didn't have ScreenX.
We don't know that. Technically,
I'm gonna look after. I'll be so sad.
Technically, we did not know if there yeah. was a ScreenX available, mm-hmm. but like it was super cool. I mean, mm-hmm. even the concert itself. Because I know this aired. This is the one that you guys watched live, and mm-hmm. I was knocked out because I cannot hang.
Yeah, it was like at 3 a.m.
It was way past my bedtime. Mm-hmm. I do not. I am not on demon hours.
Yeah,
like
it was
Haley.
The Busan one that they. Did for it's Busan a free concert one. So obviously they streamed it for free for us too, but the stream was like very shitty. It kept cutting out.
$3.99
so
like
it's like
internet
even though me
shit.
And Elise were watching it, it cut out so much that we couldn't watch it in full. So like when we went to the theater, it was like a whole new experience again.
It was you liked it? It
yeah
really
it was fun.
And then
we're screaming.
Our friend Elise actually watched also like she watched the ScreenX with mm-hmm. us, but she did watch like the regular one mm-hmm. and she watched the 4DX one
yeah.
so she did watch every single BTS like
she
yet
said
to come site.
She said that the ScreenX one is really good but 4DX is super fucking fun because it's like a ride.
It's a ride, so it might not be great for me.
No,
she like she said it was similar to like Star Tours.
Yeah, so and he gets sick on Star Tours.
I get,
unfortunately
I get
now.
I have really bad like motion sickness. Like really, really bad.
Yeah.
I need to drug myself up.
I know, but if Stray Kids has it, you're drugging yourself over going 4DX.
I'm scared because if it's Stray Kids has one, there's going to be an insane ride.
You can
because
just
they'll
stand
be going crazy.
Or sit on the floor.
But like the cool thing with 4DX is like, yeah, so it's like the seats actually move. It's like Star Tours. It's like a ride.
It's like Star Tours and Soaring because, you know, Soaring has like all the smell, the wind.
Yeah, so like it has all
the
that.
Senses
if it rains
thing.
Or like there's yeah. stuff, water comes out, mist comes out. So mm-hmm. it's crazy. It's like this super like a high sensory
yeah.
kind of thing. But at the same time, Star Tours is not like an hour long. So what, like, I didn't ask her, but is it like they're moving around
yeah.
for like 2 hours?
Yeah, they bounce you around the whole time.
I cannot do that. Are you kidding me? I'm going to die.
No.
I would die. I would
I guess I'm just
out.
Going with Elise.
Yeah, you're going by yourself.
I want to go. It sounds so fun.
For 2 hours? You should go and you tell me how it was.
Okay.
You
I'll be
went,
able to
you should have went with her.
It's fine.
Next time.
But
yeah, so
Stray Kids.
Those are the interesting ones. I don't know if it's available. So let us know. I'm curious to know if ScreenX or 4DX, is it the first time you've heard of it?
They have to have 4DX in Australia,
Or is this interesting and crazy to hear that there's these type of movie experiences mm-hmm. like in available only in the US? So yeah, let us know. Like I said, always send us a message in our DMs on mm-hmm. Instagram. Because we don't really have messages or DMs on TikTok.
TikTok kind of sucks for
so
that.
So Instagram for sure. Like a lot of people do message us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Haley actually keeps up with them and all like kind of almost like has just like random conversations with,
yeah.
with some of our listeners. So yeah. So if you're one of those people that have talked or chatted with me or Haley. Yeah. Including we also sent out.
Oh, did she get it yet?
She did get it.
Oh,
so
yay.
We did like I'm letting you know like we weren't lying. We actually sent out our gift. To the mm-hmm. to our winner,
and since she got it already, we can tell them what it
yeah.
was.
Okay, so she's a
stay.
She's a stay. Mm-hmm. She said, "Remember, we had a thing in during the winter
Yeah.
Like, I think it was December.
Yeah, for Christmas.
For a Christmas giveaway to, you know, to our loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. And one listener won, and she was a stay. Mm-hmm. So, and her bias was...
Bang Chan!
Best leader, Bang Chan, yes. Right? So, we sent her... Of course, because it was around Christmas, even though technically we sent it in January.
Really,
it finally got there. Yeah. What did we send her, Haley?
Christmas Evil.
Yes.
The limited edition one.
Feliz Navidad.
It's so funny because before when I got into Stray Kids. Right.
The green version, which is the limited edition one. So it's a special
I was
one.
Like, what is this song, man?
If you haven't checked it out.
I love that song now.
It's funny. It's a funny
it's
ass
so
song.
Good.
To be
and
honest.
The music video is fun too.
But yeah, so we sent her that. And we also sent her a photo card. So I don't know if she collects photo cards, but
yeah,
she has
Polaroid
a photo card.
Polaroid photo card.
Like a Polaroid Skazoo photo card.
Yeah,
of
with Bang Chan
and holding
his Wolf Chan.
Wolf Chan. So yeah, congratulations. Thank you, Alvi. Right? Mm-hmm. So thanks for listening. And congratulations on winning that. So hopefully we'll have another one. Like I said, the next time we'll have a giveaway. Hopefully might be KCON.
Summertime,
this year,
maybe.
Around so summer or like a little past, like in August or something. Mm-hmm. So keep listening and check out, you know, that. Because like I said, we will keep our promises.
Yeah.
In terms of that, like for giveaways and stuff. Plus I buy and sell stuff a lot on eBay. So, and Mercari. So your package will get to you safely.
Yeah.
And
he
securely.
He packages it really well.
I think I overdo it, but
yeah,
I'd rather, because I ship out and package stuff the way I would want to receive it.
I get so mad. Okay, honestly, talking about that, fucking Weverse, do better, because like I pay, the shipping is so expensive.
Of course, and especially Weverse.
And it's because it's coming from Korea, like, or globally, comes from Korea. How come they don't bubble wrap it?
They
my
don't...
fucking Namjoon, the box one, Indigo, it got fucked up.
It got wrecked. Yeah, like... What
because
the
it
fuck,
wasn't
Weverse?
Bubble wrapped or anything. It was just put in the damn Weverse box. You know who does really good packaging? Sub-K. Oh yeah. My god, they overpackage them like you.
It's amazing
it's
how they
so
do it.
So good.
They do really good.
They
so
do.
If you're worried about ordering stuff, we're not sponsored by any... Not yet, at least.
No.
We're, like, I should probably request or like
right.
Send them stuff.
Sub-K,
but Sub-K is a really good,
they're so good
K-pop shop. Because like, man, whenever Haley gets her orders, I'm like, shit.
Yeah, they go like above and beyond. And like, if you have a certain member and then... They always give you, like, what you buy. So, like, when I bought my Skazoo, like, Hyunjin, Bangchan, Dweki, and then, like, Ayan, they gave me the corresponding photo cards.
Of the member.
Of the members. They're like, oh, this person likes them, so...
We'll give them the members that
match.
That
makes sense,
a
honestly.
Lot of other, like, places you order from, like, they don't care.
No,
they just throw it in whatever.
They give you doubles and shit.
Mostly this is because of the stupid freaking the actual JYP shop.
I know.
So it's like it's kind of wild, but at the same time, yeah, so like, you know, some of these local like mom and pop shops or like
yeah,
like online shops, yeah, there's really good ones that you could trust, and Sub-K is one of them.
Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Definitely.
So yeah, if you want to make sure your package gets to you safely, for sure Sub-K mm-hmm. shop is what we recommend. I mean, because
yeah.
we order from a lot of places, but Sub-K is the one that's been doing really well.
It stands out to me because I'm like, oh my god, it comes to me so nicely.
It's like, you don't have to worry about
yeah.
it at all. And then the shipping doesn't take too long.
No,
because
they're from Anaheim.
Yeah, so they're right here. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should talk to them.
I know.
This ended up becoming an advertiser for them. So yeah, with that, like that one is that, like, I'm hope that that Alvi enjoyed it, or hopefully she didn't have the album, or if she did, now she has two.
Right, and I wonder who her pulls are. Please tell me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll message her later. Yeah.
Yeah, Haley.
I
want to
know.
Haley will bother you later.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we do have a little bit of we're kind of talking about BTS, though, right?
Mm.
Last but not least, we did get a teaser trailer of like that special
oh, yes.
Run BTS special episode.
I'm excited for that one.
Like their field day thing.
Yes,
right? It is interesting because they do a lot of like
games,
like sports
games.
And it's funny because it's the game similar to Isaac, Isaac, which is the the idol. Student something. Oh shit, I forgot. It's the one
sporting.
Where all the sporting something.
Yeah, championship.
Like where they all like all the different K-pop idols like come together like from different groups and stuff. Like
yeah.
most of them, and then they do all these different competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Because BTS is
banned.
They're banned, and it's funny as hell because this teaser, Suga like Yoongi himself said it. He's like, yes, quote unquote. Since we don't go to ISAC,
yeah,
because we can't personally. Because they're not allowed to, because they got banned from
yeah,
ISAC.
That's so funny. So they have their own ISAC, basically.
So yeah, so that's pretty funny with that.
I love it when they do these episodes where they play like these stupid games. It's so funny. And Jin's still in it, right?
Yeah. Jin is, yeah, I think Jin is still there. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, we do have, like I said, I promised the people anime. One thing that was interesting to me, we do have a little bit of anime, and it's really short, actually. But so the New York Times has started recently, within the past couple of years, having like a monthly bestseller list. Mm-hmm. And it's wild that the current ones from this year, guess what hit the bestseller list of the New York Times? They're not just books.
Manga.
Yes. We actually got manga. And not just any manga. So there's a few of them. Chainsaw Man.
I feel like they're all ones that we like.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have good taste.
Yes, we do.
Chainsaw Man, Volume 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. And also Volume 2. Yeah, Volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Damn.
Spy Fam. Mm-hmm. Spy X Family, mm-hmm. I should say. Volume 1. Jujutsu Kaisen, Volume 18. Mm-hmm. And also Kaiju Number 8, which is the one
I want to see that so bad.
I think when it's animated next year. I think that's what we're
reading. Yeah,
2024,
read, right? Yeah.
But I'm going to probably start reading it very soon. Kaiju Number 8. It sounds going to be really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, isn't that wild? Like, the fact that they're on the New York Times bestseller list.
That's crazy.
That's just how far, like, anime and manga has come. Like,
honestly, yeah. So everyone's into it.
Don't forget
to
go Anime Expo. We got our 4-day passes, too.
I'm excited.
We got it, like, you know, like the first batch, right, of course, because this we always know. I think it really went up $20 or something already. So yeah, if you're going to be going Anime Expo this year, too, yeah, I mean, shit, you might run into us. You never know.
I want to cosplay as Uta so badly.
I want to cosplay as Buff Anya, which is what I probably will dress up as for the Stray Kids.
Oh my god, I don't even know what I'm wearing to that concert.
I need to probably start buying and looking into that soon.
You do.
But besides that, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, Haley and I are starting to play Genshin again. I did get Lisa's outfit.
I need to play that.
You need to play
that.
Isn't it today?
No. I still have like a couple of days.
Okay. Her free outfit's really cute on her. Super easy.
I did get Ayaka's one.
Oh, you bought it?
I did.
I like it a lot.
She's so cute.
I bought that too. So it was such an easy event. Any event where it's just you have to kill stuff, you know, you have to go through that door.
I did the first part of it.
Easy. Like, especially just using our units. We haven't, okay, me and Haley have not kept up with our units or like, you know, like done anything really. We haven't farmed shit. Damn, like, I could still care. Like, it's easy. It's a breeze with, like, my
yeah, I mean, I have, like, 8 built already.
Yeah, with all the characters I have that are built, like, damn, it's still super easy. Like, oh, I put it on the hardest difficulty, boom, like, super fast.
Oh, I also pulled for Al and I got him.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my 50-50 to Mona, who I don't have yet, so I was okay with it.
It's perfect because you just add her to the collection.
And then he came home, like, maybe 10 pulls after, so I was like,
Damn, that's pretty damn good. 10 pulls after?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because I had, like, around 30,000 gems, and then now I have like 19,000.
Damn, this wasn't even Genshin wasn't even on our radar, but here's
I know
Genshin
I
impact.
Forgot. Yeah,
but yeah, so like with that, like I think I'm gonna probably try to play some more too, just to start saving up premium gems because I don't do that monthly welcome anymore.
Yeah,
maybe I should.
Maybe
do it
I
again.
Need to do it again.
It's
too.
Worth it. $6 as long as you keep really logging in every day.
I need to start playing again. Ugh.
But the main thing is I need to build these characters.
Yeah, I haven't built Nahida.
I have Nahida. Mm-hmm. Who do I have? What's the one?
Nilu.
I have Nilu. Yeah. I really want to use her. I need to build her for sure.
Yeah.
We've been
saying that for how many months now?
Oh, man. I have to edit this podcast episode. So I will end it here because I need to do that first. And so thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you're our OG listeners or if you're a newcomer, thank you for joining us and checking us out. Every Thursday, we have a new episode for Permission to Stand podcast. Give us a like, rating, subscribe, notification bell. Do all that stuff for us if you can. It always really helps. We appreciate it. And like I said, we're here every Thursday. Check us out. I mean, we have our social media stuff, Haley, which she will post stuff because she has the login now.
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
If you want to chat with Haley or with me or have any questions or anything, we do actually check out the IG fairly messages, often, the messages. So leave us comments or anything there that if you want to communicate or have any questions. Mm-hmm. We do help out people who are have questions with like K-pop, like concert, like buying tickets. Like people have messaged us about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you have anything about that, feel free to communicate with us on that. And as always, to the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.